It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview right here on Castle Country Radio. And joining us in studio right now, we have Stephen Adams, who is the owner of Adams Fine Arts on Main Street in Helper, inside the old JCPenney building. And Stephen's going to talk to us about First Friday, which is going down tonight. Stephen, first off, it's a pleasure to get you in. Great to talk with you. I know we've had a fun conversation off air. Now we can translate that on air.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. It's the first time I've been in here, so it's nice.
Yeah, it's great to have you in, that's for sure. And I asked you when you first sat down, boy, does it really have to be October 1st already? Yeah, it is. It's October. We're here.
It's crazy. I'm hoping for an Indian summer.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like it currently, but yeah, it's the things go fast. It's
nuts. They do.
Summer just blew by.
And the one great thing, though, when summer goes, it seems like Helper never stops. And we just had Mayor Peterman in yesterday talking about the idea of there always being something going on in Helper. And First Friday has been a very, very big event. It's a great tradition. And this should be a fun one tonight. You guys have a lot planned.
Yeah, it's it's Oktoberfest. So that's our theme. And you know, you've got a beer garden. How could anything go wrong after that?
Right, yeah.
and an Oompa band.
And an Oompa band, which we had to look up an Oompa band, right? But this one, the George Stolle Memorial Oompa Band, is going to be there. And this looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're coming from a good ways away to entertain everybody. Looks like it's going to be a blast. We thought maybe that it was kind of a polka thing, but Oompa band is a thing. And so you got to come out and find out what an Oompa band is and what they're doing. And it looks really fun.
Yeah, it does. It does. Again, that's the George Stolle Memorial Oompa Band. Now, with that, of course, you have to have a yodeling contest, right? If you're going to have an Oompa band, you better have some yodeling. And
absolutely.
We're going to have that.
Absolutely. So anybody who needs to dust off their yodeler can come down and you know, let them have it.
Now, Stephen, we were going over some of the other contests as well. You mentioned the beer garden. So, of course, there's got to be beer contests. Now, unfortunately, there's no beer drinking contest, but there are beer stein races and beer stein holding contests. So
that's right.
You'll have to explain these a little bit to me.
Well, the beer stein relay is you have to run with a beer stein full of beer without spilling it. And you relay to a partner and, you know, that's going to be fun. We'll have to see how that plays out. Could be a lot of laughs around that one.
Yeah, I would think don't spill the beer, right?
Well, that's a sin.
I think. You can't do that. You can't spill the beer. And then, of course, the beer stein holding contest as well. As I mentioned, we talked to Mayor Peterman yesterday, and she's actually going to make an announcement tonight as well at 7:30. Boy, there's so much going on, be it the T-Mobile grant, which I know she talked about, and the lighting and how things are going to change on Main Street and Helper within the next year or so. So I'm excited for this announcement tonight. Do you know what Mayor Peterman's going to be talking about?
I don't. I'm in the dark about that as well. It's always something great. I know that she does a great job over there and is constantly bringing money and help to Helper's community and Carbon County across the board.
Yeah, excitement all the way around.
Yeah,
always. Now, if we're talking Oktoberfest, food has got to play a big factor in First Friday, and Balance Rock will definitely have you covered tonight. I mean, what's Oktoberfest without a brat and a pretzel, right? You have to have those.
Absolutely. And then add in the German potato salad, and you've got a winner. Everybody knows Balance Rock never misses, so you shouldn't miss that. It's going to be great.
So between the beer, the brats, the German potato salad, and the pretzels, you're set, I would assume, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we also have bratwurst and schnitzel at Matsuda Acupuncture on their patio. So that's going to be great as well.
And again, this is Helper's First Friday. Everything really starts up at around 7 o'clock?
6:30.
6:30, okay.
6:30 to 8. I think they're running a half hour later than usual. I'm not sure exactly why, but that's about the time. Everybody knows about the time to get there.
So there's some things for the kids, obviously, as well. There's going to be a bouncy house at the park.
Right. That's Helper Vibes is bringing in the bouncy house. And I'm sure a lot of people are aware of what Helper Vibes did in their inaugural year with their 8 Saturday vendor-oriented things, and which was fantastic. Added a lot to Helper this summer.
And then, if we're talking Main Street and Helper, there's got to be an art exhibit somewhere going on, right? There has to be.
That's right. We've got Lisa Chamberlain at K2 Gallery. The name of her exhibit, she's a sculptor, and the name of her exhibit is When We Were Frogs, which it's really great. I've seen it. It's fantastic.
That's what I was going
to
ask
Definitely bring the kids to that.
You've got to see it then.
It's really fun, yeah.
Cool. And where's that going to be again?
K2 Gallery.
Okay, the K2 Gallery. So, Stephen, this gives me an opportunity to kind of get familiar with you as well. We were having the conversation off the cuff. You've been in Helper now for about 6 years in the old JCPenney building. I kind of like the story. You were kind of fascinated by this area. The golf course was something that you really liked.
Yeah, I'd been coming to the Black Diamond and the Coca-Cola Amateur since 95, 96. And I just enjoyed the area. Every time I came, I just really enjoyed it. And then one day after the golf tournament, I just wandered through Helper and wrote down a few numbers on buildings that were in there, and just curious mostly, but got an offer I couldn't refuse, and here I am. And I didn't really plan on moving here per se, but after 6 months, I sold what I had up north and moved here full time, and then drug my girlfriend up from Phoenix and she loved it as well. So,
and the rest is history.
It is, yeah.
At least at this point, right?
Yeah.
So again, Stephen Adams joining us right now, owner of Adams Fine Arts, again on Main Street in Helper, in the old JCPenney building. We got to throw that out there, because if you're kind enough to give us your time to come in and talk about First Friday, we have to talk about Adams Fine Arts.
Well, thanks. I've been painting full time now for 30 years, and that space is a fantastic space for a gallery and my studio. And so it's really a joy to have people come in, and they're always a little surprised when they walk through the door. They don't really expect what they see in there. So it's really great. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, Stephen, before I let you go, go ahead and take the mic. Invite everyone out to First Friday tonight. I know it's going to be a lot of fun. Everything from the George Stolle Memorial Oompa Band to the yodeling contest and the beer stein races and the great food. The brats that are going to be available, the Lisa Chamberlain exhibit. I mean, just everything. Go ahead and invite everyone out.
Yeah, please come out. You know by now that it's a fun time. We've been doing it about five years, I think. And I just need to thank a few people. I'd like to thank Ashley Hardy and Aaron Lee at Canvas Alchemy, Greg and Becky Driggs, Mayor Peterman, Mark Montoya, Jana Larson, and Kenny Driggs, who's doing all our lighting for the band and everything. Without these guys, this doesn't happen. And also, be sure and stop by the beer garden, where you'll see Tom Warden and Tom Woolley pouring beer for us. So anyway, everybody come on out. It's going to be a blast.
Hey, Stephen, it was great to chat with you again. I definitely appreciate the time, and we'll see you at Helper's First Friday.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. For more on Helper's First Friday or other interviews in the Castle Country area, it's simple. Just stay here to KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, or CastleCountryRadio.com.